Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Von Sinatra, swing to Brando stage. Marilyn's Grace to JFK's age. It's Johnny Russo, Hollywood's own. The genie Raymond's secrets are shown. Hollywood Godfather.
Welcome, everybody. It's time for another Hollywood Godfather podcast. And my beautiful co-host, Jeannie Raymond. How are you, my love?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Really good. And this is one of our favorite shows. Both of us enjoy getting the mail, listening to what you people want to know, what shows you want us to do, and keep the cards and letters coming in so we can fulfill all your wants. So with that said...
That's right. I love hearing the questions, and I love it when we have everyone engaging, and you know, keep sending those in. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. You can go to HollywoodGodfatherPodcast.com, send in questions. We answer them usually on here. We don't answer them, you know, sometimes we'll answer them a little bit on the page, but for the most part, I read these questions to Gianni. And as we go, and we answer those here. And so it's always fun. And
well, to me, I always wanted to do it that way, to add, right. You know, just to answer them. And then you get to hear your name and your question on the radio or whatever you tune us in on. But we want you to be a part of it, obviously.
Absolutely. It is fun to have people engage, and they're always happy to hear their name. They'll say, thanks for answering my question on the show. So send those in.
No, and we will continue to do it, please.
Right. You know, it's always great because all it takes is a question, and then it gets Gianni's juices flowing, and then all of a sudden we've got a whole other episode about somebody else. So if there's someone you guys want to know about, that's how Gianni and I met. After Thanksgiving, I said it before, so thankful for being able to meet you. I mean, and to be able to ask you these questions as they come up, because I used to listen bright and early in the morning. I'd turn the podcast on and jump in the shower, and all these questions would come to my mind when I'm listening to the podcast. And then if I would remember them by the time I got out and back on the road and working, then I would send in a question and ask Gianni. And so it's just been fun to hear about all these different things. And I'm going to ask you one of the questions. Let me see who this was from. Was a question who I asked you about, and that was about Frank Sinatra. And that was the first question I asked you on the show. It was about Frank Sinatra's son.
Oh, being, Frank Jr., yeah.
Yeah, that I had just asked, what do you know about his son being kidnapped?
Well, the son was an idiot, I hate to say it. And, you know, he got involved with some crazy people, and they convinced him to set up this phony kidnapping. And we found out in 2 minutes. And Sinatra wasn't going to become a part of it, you know. So, I mean, it worked out okay. We found out that, you know, there was no ransom. There was no thing. We weren't going to make this big elaborate thing with this kid. He was out of his mind. And it happened in Vegas early on in his career. He was performing, if my memory's serving right, he was performing at the Frontier Hotel and not drawing any crowds.
Oh, that puts
Anyway,
his name on the map, huh?
yeah.
All right. Well, so that I'm just going to go right into Roger asks, and I know Roger has been a listener for a long time, and we thank you again so much for always being part of our show and having nice comments. Roger asks, how did Sinatra handle fame? Did he enjoy being a movie star? Was he arrogant? Was he?
He loved it. Are you kidding? Sinatra loved being a movie star. Anyway, and to tell you, he did a lot for, most people don't know, he did a lot for the black entertainers.
Oh, wow.
When he started out, and this is a fact, he was at the Sands Hotel. I used to be there all the time. And in fact, I was in Vegas for 30 years. People don't realize that. I was in and out of Vegas from 1959 to 89, spending weekends there, doing what I was doing there. But there was a time early on in his career, people like Sinatra, I mean, like Sammy Davis Jr., Eartha Kitt, all those earlier black performers weren't even allowed to stay in the hotels in Vegas. They had to stay down in the Moulin Rouge area, in the black area of Vegas.
Oh my gosh.
No, in Sinatra, I ain't going on. They stay where
Wow.
I am. And he
Oh, I
was
love
an
that.
advocate. He was an advocate early on. And no, but
That's awesome.
Sinatra, I mean, the other thing about him, most people don't know, he was very, very generous and did it secretly.
Oh.
If there was fires and you heard that a school needed six school buses, he'd donate them privately. And
Really?
he did it because he wanted to. He didn't want the fame for it or he was raised well. I got to know his mother Dolly many years. Even his father I met a couple of times. And Sinatra and I hit it off really well. And which I appreciate because, as I say to so many people, he was my only singing teacher. How do you get Sinatra to be a singing teacher? Forget it.
Yeah.
He baptized Luciano. So we had a lot of great things, a lot of memories, he and I also, so.
That's now he's a god. He was a godfather to Luciano, right?
Right, yeah, Christendom.
Is that your oldest child?
What's that?
Was Luciano your oldest?
No.
Oh.
Luciano is only now, I think, 30, 32.
Oh, wow.
My oldest is Calogero.
Cool.
He's 65.
Do your kids look like you?
Fortunately, for me, they all do.
That's fun.
But you know what's so funny? All my sons have different mothers, but they
Yeah.
all look like me. And
That's wild.
their mothers say it's a curse.
I don't believe that. And you know, it's funny because what was that show I watched? You know, we've got to get back and get back and talk about some of your movies, which we were doing. We'll have to do that on coming up soon because we haven't done one for a while, talking about different movies you've done and different TV shows. But the one I was watching was had the aliens in it. Oh, I can't think what it was called.
Oh, Laser Blast.
Laser Blast. And I was like, well, it doesn't surprise me a bit you had hundreds of women because my goodness, handsome devil. I mean, and dressed like $1 million.
I was young too in that movie. I was in my 20s, late 20s.
That's wild. Well, it's funny you say that because okay, let me see. There's all everything we've talked about so far, all these different questions are so tied into what you're talking about today. Jack said, how old were you when you did The Godfather?
I was 25 going on 26.
I mean, seriously, looking back at your life at 25 years old, who would have ever thought that doing this show would catapult you into the life that you've had.
Well, it really didn't, you know. I mean, it's so funny because people like even so many people think that. But I, you know, because of Frank Costello, I was a billionaire before I made the movie. You know, every
Yes.
time I saw Frank Costello, every time, and I could see him 10 times in a day, he'd always have a $100 bill folded up in his hand. It shook me, shook my hand.
I love that.
And
Well, what it?
it got to be, I'd say, no. Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. You know,
Everything.
it's funny because he never had any kids,
That's right.
and his fondness for you obviously is still giving, you know, what he did for you.
Even Loretta, you know, what I liked about him, you know, just I know a lot of mob guys. I know Tony Accardo, I know major guys. They never cheated on their wives. Never. Carlo Gambino, never.
Yeah.
Then you got the wannabe guys, they got the Gumatis, they got this, they think it's part of the game. But the old timers, nope. And Costello, 10:30 to 11 o'clock, he's home. Home every night.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, let's see. Okay, Annette. Annette said, "You seem to be a fearless person and never seem to be anxious about anything that you're doing. Was there ever a time you were nervous before doing a performance or a movie?"
No. Why would I be nervous?
Well, because even Elvis Presley, he would say before going on stage, he always got really nervous, you know?
Well, Barbra Streisand used to get
Oh.
nauseous.
Yeah, she quit working altogether.
Yeah, she didn't want to do it. No, but you know, I don't understand that. I mean, I can't say it's right or wrong. If I want to do something, I do it. So I'm the ones pushing me to get to where I want to be. I'm not going to be the same person saying I don't want to go on. That'd be stupid.
Right. That makes sense. You're like, I asked for this. I'm gonna do it. I love that. You know, there's so many times where you think you get, well, even me doing this podcast, and I thought, I'm like, I can't do this. What, I'm not qualified or whatever to be able to sit down and do a podcast. And
And look at me
luckily,
now. Hello.
well, between you and I, we can talk forever, but
Well, that's what it's about. It's just being yourself. See, I
yeah.
think that people who get nervous are trying to be somebody that they're not when they go on.
Right.
Be who you are. You know who taught me the greatest? Two people in show business. Jack Benny was one, and Dean Martin. Jack Benny taught me a lesson in business because Sinatra asked me to pick up Jack Benny when he was performing at the Tropicana Hotel in Vegas, because he was an older man. So I used to send my car, pick him up, have a late dinner with him. And then I used to sit with him until the sun came up, because I didn't go to bed that way anyway. But I only, he, and we got to talk, and he said, "Remember one thing. You're in show business." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Remember, business is the bigger word,
Right.
not show." So I always did great business.
Right.
That's why I invested in some of the films that I was in. I was doing that long before anybody else would. I'd say, "You need any money? You need 20, 30,000." They look at me.
Well, and I think of that, and I think of the movie The Godfather, and what, oh, I forgot. I was going to find something. I was at the store the other day, but back. That you bought, I now what is the Godfather name or the
Yeah.
rights or whatever, you know.
I know own all the intellectual rights for The Godfather, for food and liquor throughout the world.
Oh, for food and liquor. Well, you know, it's crazy because I listen to podcasts all the time, and I hear him talking about in a casino that there's a Godfather game, and I'm like, it's everywhere. You
No.
know, even my young kids,
Yeah, I got a piece of that pinball game
I love it.
and the slot machines. Yeah.
Well, that's so funny because it is something that's everywhere, and being part of this movie, what I mean, this will go on forever. It's just one of those movies that
Well,
are.
it's 55 years now, and we're getting new contracts now again. Renew for another 10 years, renew for this. So every 90 days, checks are coming in from all over the world.
And the fact that you knew, okay, so how did you know to even do that? Was that
I didn't
because.
know, but I figured, let me take a shot. What does that mean? Didn't mean nothing.
I love it.
I mean, if you go on, anybody listening, go on right now to Corleone Fine Italian Foods. Go online. It's in 83 countries.
Oh, I know. I'm telling you, and it's fantastic food.
Oh,
I
no,
know
yeah.
that. I
Quality
well,
again.
because I have mentioned it once or twice. I don't cook very often. However, a couple of years ago, when all this stuff came out, I got online. I ordered the meat sauce and but it was fantastic. And I even had my mom over and my kids. I'm like, I'm making dinner. And I'm sure they thought I was going to tell them I had cancer or something. They're like, what the hell's going on? Mom's making dinner. What's up? But it was because I had gotten a bunch of that, I ordered a bunch of that food and it
Yeah.
was fantastic. But
But now we're coming back with it because during COVID and all these tariffs, everything stopped. And so now we're bringing it back in a different way because everybody had to adjust to what Trump
sure.
is doing. So, but all of that now is all coming out again. The next 10 years is insane what our projections are.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I can tell you, me and my family are big fans of this.
Yeah. That vodka, everybody thinks it's wine.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
vodka,
It is.
quadruple distilled.
And it's fantastic. And I was just telling Gianni before we got started here, you got to have this to see that this thing lights right up when you
Oh, yeah.
put the light underneath it. So not only is it amazing tasting, then it's a fancy showpiece to stick on the counter. So I
But I
did
did
care.
that for, though. I didn't do that for personal use. I did that because when you walk into a bar, all the vodka and gin is together,
Right.
and they're all in white glass bottles. So I made mine black, but the glow pad that it comes with for the display in the bar, when they press the bottom of it, it lights up Don Corleone's whole tuxedo, and you see it.
Right, and it's going to stand out, but above all the other ones. Oh yeah, that's the best thing about it is the showpiece. I'm like, oh yeah, it's going to taste good, but you've got to see how cool this bottle is. I've taken my friends in my laundry room, and I'm like, hey, come here, you got to see this because it just when that thing, oh, it's too light in here, but that lights up and
Yeah.
it is such a cool showpiece. So
Yeah.
if you have a bar in your home, I'm telling you right now, that is. This is a must-have because it's fantastic and it's a great, great thing when it's up and glowing. But yeah, I love that. So I'm glad to hear that it's coming back around, that the food part is
Yeah.
going to be back up and running because that is fantastic. So Roger Hare, he is one of our longtime listeners. He said, "What is Gianni? What is your opinion of current Las Vegas economic trouble?"
Well, first of all, Vegas got stupid. I mean, I think, I have a way of life, a why all most of these things are failing now. Because when the mob ran it, it ran right. Now you have bean counters in there. They're charging for valet parking in
Oh, it's a
Vegas.
fortune.
I know. And they're charging $7 to $12 a drink. That's not what Vegas is about.
Yeah.
Rooms are $200, $300. They want to know why they're dying. I know three hotels are in bankruptcy.
Agreed.
Bankruptcy. Casinos don't go bankrupt.
Exactly. Well, and I don't know how much I'm here in Utah, cowboy country, right? Well, a lot of it still. And I don't know if you've heard of this, but right now people are getting ready for the National Finals Rodeo. That is the big deal in Las Vegas.
Always was, though.
Right.
Oh, and see, in December, even me being a casino owner, December was the worst weeks for us until New Year's, because everybody's a family thing and all that. So we brought the National Rodeo in years ago, and the Boyd family were big, they own big ranches,
Oh.
and they owned a couple of casinos. They were the ones that initiated, and thank God, because all the hotels will be jammed for 10 days
Right.
with the rodeos.
Oh,
And
absolutely.
they're big players, big gamblers, these guys.
Well, the funny thing I saw one time was something on Facebook where it showed in an airplane, someone from the back of the airplane, and every seat had cowboys with cowboy hats on, you know?
Oh,
So
yeah.
it was just funny. But this year, I don't know. I mean, if you watch any of this, or if it's I know people with horses, and we're all talking about NFR time. Well, there is a virus going around that the horses get, and it
Oh,
can be deadly. And so they're talking about
not bringing.
postponing it. And I
Oh.
thought, oh my gosh, because now they have it's called Cowboy Christmas, where it's just convention halls full of
Yeah.
all cowboy everything, clothing, and I mean, they must make a fortune.
Oh
And
no, it always was.
right.
The last 3 1 it's the first 3 weeks of December. That's when it is, and then it's over, like around Christmas.
Right. And the problem is, right now, all of the people are scared to death moving their animals around.
They won't do it.
People's horses, I mean, people pay
They pay
$100,000 for these
$1,000.
horses. Yeah.
I have a friend. I can't mention his name. He has 100 Arabian horses. He didn't buy one of them for less than $1 million.
It's insane.
Hello. Oh,
Well, yeah. So, I mean, that's a big thing. So, when Roger's asking about how it's going, I thought, I cannot imagine the people in Las Vegas right now,
my
the
God.
panic they're in thinking,
Yeah.
Cowboys are not going to make it to Vegas this year, because it is a big deal. And all the vendors.
Oh, everybody. Well, they've
Yeah.
already paid. They're going to lose that or
Oh,
make a
yeah.
deal, whatever they're doing, but it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah. Well, and I know they keep trying to bring things to Vegas, but man, it used to be so fun. Now it's, like you said, a lot like Disneyland and so commercialized and just,
It's stupid, actually.
yeah. I used to love
I
Las
had a phone
Vegas.
conversation yesterday with an old friend of mine down there. He says, "When you come, everybody wants to see you." I said, "Well, tell them to take a picture of me. I ain't coming." What am I gonna do there?
Yeah. Well, and it's so it's just it's not the same. That it's not as classy, and it just has
When
turned
I
so
was doing
crazy.
the 80s, I was going to two shows a night. They had an 8 o'clock, 12 o'clock show with real celebrities. Now
Right.
they have these trilogy shows about the person. Get out of here. Whatever.
Yeah, everybody's trying to be just like them and stuff, but yeah, I wondered. Do you think they're gonna, what do you think it would take for them to bounce back a little?
I don't know, because the competition's getting so great. The deal I made alone that I know personally with Resorts World, we were supposed to open 4th of July weekend here in New York. They're opening April 1st.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Moved it up 90 days.
Wow.
That's New York City. That's 8,000 square foot casino in New York City. You don't have to go to Vegas to gamble anymore.
And no.
In fact, to fly down there and get ripped off, see ya. It's over.
Well, and that's the thing. People used to always go, you know, was Atlantic City, was it? And then Vegas. But yeah. Now it's opening up everywhere. In fact, Fremont Street
used to be,
you know, everyone used to go there for bachelorette parties. Now they're going to Nashville.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because, you know, and those cities are inviting them for the right prices and everything.
Right. Making it worth their while. All right. So Dean, it's Dean Z, I think. He said, when you ran State Street in Las Vegas, what kind of boss were you? Were you a tough boss, no-nonsense boss, a perfectionist? Were you the good cop and you had your staff be the bad cop so that everybody, or were you more hands-on?
I had nothing. You know, we had so much fun there. I was there every day for 9 years, 12 hours a day. It was like a playground to me. And everybody hung out there. When a star was in, they knew, they call me, I send a limousine, they bring them, they're my guests. Why wouldn't I? I'd have Sinatra, Dean Martin in my restaurant every night till 6 a.m. People knew that. There was lines outside my place, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I had the stars. No.
Well, even Engelbert talked about it.
Of course, Engelbert was there every night.
Yeah. It was just that he just said, it's just where all the movie stars that go do their shows, then they'd end up over at your place.
And they never got a check.
Oh, really? That's amazing.
Why would I? I had my casino going. I was stealing $5,000 a day from myself. The statute of limitations are over now, but figure that out. $5,000 a day from my own casino, because that's when chips. That's why people don't know this. In Vegas, you could take chips from one hotel to another hotel.
Right.
It was like the money in the state of Nevada. Then they stopped that when Howard Hughes came in because they realized they couldn't control it because a lot of drug dealers were coming in and cashing in $10,000 and get chips. They just washed their money.
Oh.
Nobody knew that.
Wow. Yeah, I hadn't really noticed that, but until you had mentioned it once before, and I thought, well, what difference does it make? But clearly, they want to know where that money's changing hands, and they have their eye on everything.
Well, so
back in the day, back when you were in Vegas, I mean, now they have pit bosses, and did they have the cameras? And
they had that, too.
But
that was for us. We weren't sharing that with nobody. The eye in the sky was hoping that none of our employees were robbing us themselves. That's right. You know how many guys are buried in the desert from robbing us?
Yeah.
There was no trial. There was no trial. You were brought in, condemned, and convicted, and punished.
That's wild. So speaking of State Street, so this is from Lori Bell, and she said, besides Steve Sharippa, are there any other people that used to work for you that are movie stars or went on to be a celebrity of some sort?
No, Agassi became a great tennis player. No, nobody else, you know. So one thing about Steve, I talk to Steve all the time, even now. You know, Steve is a very aggressive guy and very smart.
Yeah.
He worked for me as he was going to UNLV, Then he became entertainment director of the Riviera Hotel.
Oh, that's right.
So, and then he was called to go in and do Bacalao, whatever his name was in The Sopranos.
Oh,
And
yeah.
it went on forever. No, Steve is a great guy. I mean, I have a lot of guys. Al Sapienza, another actor that just never stops working.
Right.
And they just, that's what they wanted to do, and they did it. But, you know.
Well, that's awesome. So let's take a quick break and then we'll get back to some more of these questions.
Well, the big break for us right now is we're promoting, obviously, my book that is out now, Mafia Secrets. Please go online, get them, buy them. If you want to do anything for Christmas, buy them, send them to me, get in touch with Jeannie. She'll tell you how to do it. Plus, Jeannie is managing now the cameos. And those cameos are for any occasion or no occasion. And we do a video for you that is lasting on your camera. You tell us, like, you get a group of people, they chip in, they buy it for you. But we mention their names, we mention anything you want, and you could pull out your camera and say, look what Johnny Russo did for me. And I think those are the two things we'll be promoting for a while, because I just love doing the number one, and it's a gift that lasts forever.
Absolutely. All right. So everybody watch for that. It's Cameo. I will be putting stuff in the show notes. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram at Real Gianni Russo and Hollywood Godfather Podcast, Genie at Hollywood Godfather Podcast. You'll see it. You'll find us somewhere. Please share it with your friends. I just thought of we have a boss that's going to be retiring. And it always comes down to what do we want to get him for retirement? And people gonna throw a couple bucks in for a gift. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, these are perfect occasions,
Yeah.
for
Then
anything. And it doesn't even need to be just an occasion or a wedding. Or I haven't you done did you do a engagement or a child reveal or something like that?
I don't know what I haven't done.
Yeah.
People have asked me to do them, and it's so great. You know, it's fun.
Oh yeah, especially people who have been watching The Godfather forever
Oh,
to
wow.
have you come on and personally say something to somebody else. That's what I was saying.
The interesting thing, the way I open most of them, I introduce myself. Hi, I'm Johnny Russo, AKA caller from The Godfather. Now I got an offer you can't refuse.
Oh, I love it.
It starts, and you could go anywhere with it.
Right. That's right. So watch for that, everybody. If you get the chance, get on there and buy a session or I don't know what they call it, but you will not regret it. I can tell you that. All right. So now back to our questions, and we love getting these questions. Now, Jessica said, "Do you remember writing a song with Ron Muckins? Did you write a song with anyone?"
I don't know. What's the name of the song?
They just said, "Do you remember writing a song with Ron Muckins?" And I don't recall you talking about that, but I thought, well, we're gonna have to do some work and I'll do some research and figure out who Ron Muckins is.
You know, I wrote a song that I even wanted to come out with it this year, but I got so busy with it. I wrote a song that I'm so proud of called Christmas is a Time for Giving. It's because Christmas is a time for giving, a time to let folks know you're real. Christmas is a time for living, to laugh, to love, and to feel.
I love that.
May I give you my heart for Christmas? May I wrap it in wings from a dove? May I tie it with ribbons of kindness and seal it with rosebuds of love? The song is like insane. I got kids singing with it. I own this song for 20 years. I never release it. Every year I'm going to release it, but to have a Christmas song, you got to release it in August.
That's beautiful, Gianni. I forget how beautiful your voice is. I mean, of course, you've got a good speaking voice, but then when I hear your music, it's such a soothing, beautiful voice.
Thank
Thank you
you.
for doing that. And you haven't released it?
No, I've had it for 20 years. Every year I'm going to do it.
Let me tell you a crazy thing. So there are artists now that have never recorded records. They've done everything on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you could
There's
go to TikTok. Oh,
exactly.
when we want to do this, it'll go to the moon because I'm doing it because everybody knows me.
I love that. I know I might get find you a recording studio, record that for Christmas. You're so beautiful.
I've already recorded it with the full orchestra and everything is ready to go.
Get
You know
that
what?
baby
Ne
out.
you know what? Next year we got to give it to my charity. Yes, you can. And let them collect all the money for it next Christmas.
It's beautiful. Wow.
That's a
Well,
great song. I wrote a lot
just
of songs that I never released.
that's wild. And there are ones that you have written. You wrote that. That's beautiful.
No, I own it. It's mine. Mine.
Have
No.
you written a lot of music that you're holding on to?
I wrote a lot of songs that I liked and I wrote them.
But you've never, but you haven't shared them with us yet.
No. Like Christmas, I'm going to tell you right now, Christmas is a time for giving. I wrote that song 45 years ago.
It's beautiful.
Oh, when you hear
I
it with the kids and all of that at the end. So let's each give our hearts for Christmas. Let's wrap them with rings from a dove. When the good Lord looks down, he'll wipe off his crown and smile from the worlds from above. So let's each, and I got kids singing that. That's crazy.
get that out. That's beautiful. The words are so beautiful.
Yeah, they're nice. Nice. Thank you.
That's so, oh, I love that. All right, Jessica, I promise you I'm gonna look into it. We'll see if we can, if you know the name, Jessica, and if you're listening, tell us what the name of the song was. I'd love to know what it is.
Please.
All right. So, oh, it's funny. I'm telling you, this is rolled on. Gianni does not know the questions I'm going to ask him before we do these shows. But today, everything we talk about has led into something else. So it says you can go to GianniRusso.com and you've recorded 10 tracks. Was that your?
That's none of those songs, no. That's Reflections.
Reflections. I kept wanting to say evolutions. Reflections. So that's there. So if you've enjoyed that little bit of Gianni Russo's
Oh,
beautiful
you can
voice,
buy that now. It's been on sale for years.
right? So well, that's what I'm saying. With you just singing that, I just that has come on here.
Interesting. Reflections, Sinatra lent me his whole orchestra. They were at the, they were, he was at Caesar's Palace at the time, and during the day, I had his orchestra in the sound studio, and the unions were there. You know, they're always there checking the time. And at the end of the session, a week, I had like 24 or 48 musicians. I even forgot. And I said, "What do I owe you?" They said, "Oh, Sinatra picked up the whole check." He picked up the whole check on the recording session.
That's so amazing. And I'll tell you, even my mother was like, oh my goodness, you've got a beautiful voice. You know, I look at you and of course we talk about your shows and different things you do, and you're just always going somewhere, and you have got your hands into so many things. You are so talented and such a great businessman, but then I forget sometimes that you sing. So that was such a nice surprise, but so that leads to there is that album Reflections that you guys can purchase at GianniRusso.com and get that exclusive record. Certainly beautiful. All right, let's see. Let me get to some other questions. I think we got just a couple more left. Oh, so I had listened to you a podcast just recently that you did was a guy named Vinny.
I don't know.
Vinny. I can't remember what his name was, but you
I do
talked
so many.
about what was it?
I do so many of these.
Right. I'll remember the name before we're done. But you had talked about being in at the last expo, and you talked about you did a show with Donna Mills.
Oh, yeah.
Is it,
We did
did I
a
get the right name?
yep, Donna Mills. Yep. We did a
Beautiful.
show. We did a TV show called The Bait. Don't even ask me how I remember that. The Bait, BAIT, and it was for Aaron Spelling, which a big producer at the time,
Yeah.
Spelling Thomas. And I was a detective, Rodriguez, and I used her as my bait to trap the people. It was a great show. And I was
Yeah.
in the show, and they put me in a room with all these ladies, Cherie, all of them.
Yeah, Sheree Wilson.
Yeah. And everybody was there. And then I'm looking at Donna Mills, and I said, wow, I even forgot I made that. I did it right after The Godfather. It was over 50 something years ago.
I can't imagine. I'm going to go look for it. I hope I can find it somewhere. I she
Join
was
your country, Fox. You'll
beautiful.
find it.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
Yeah,
we were on
absolutely
air.
gorgeous.
It was a good show. It was on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody's streaming it somewhere.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm going to look for that. I remember her watching her on Dallas when I was younger.
Good. And she looks very good. I mean, I'm telling you, she aged well, fortunately.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, when we got to go to Knoxville, Cherie,
Oh, yeah.
absolutely stunning. What a classy lady. So darling. But even the cast of Dallas. Charlene Tilton, she's tiny and darling, and all the fun people we got to meet. But it's so fun to get to see you guys all get together. It's like a reunion. So I'm glad you were able to tell me the name of it because I am going to look for that because I'll bet it's fantastic.
It
All
was a
right.
good ratings too.
Yeah. All right. So this is from Daniel. It says, there's been a lot in the news about the NBA and the mob doing business. Do you have any inside scoop?
They've always done business. They've always done business. See, what happens is they get these guys and they create games for them. They put them in the game. Then the next thing you know, they're in the hole for $1 million, $2 million. And they sit them down and say, listen, we don't want you to throw a game. We don't want you to do anything. But see, with all this online betting right now,
Oh, yeah.
you could bet anything. So in the second inning, the first throw,
Coin toss.
what?
The coin toss. I mean, or the tip off, or.
Anything. No, their big thing is they get the player and they say his first pitch is going to be a strike. He's not throwing the game.
No.
People are betting on that. So when they see that, they tell the guy, listen, you owe us a few dollars. Don't win by this much. Throw a pitch here, pitch there, and it'll go away. What they forgot that they're doing today is the years of electronics. Everything is being recorded. So they catch one guy, he rats out all 10. Now it's, I don't know what they're going to do to salvage this because
Yeah.
everybody's going to think something's fixed. But it always has been. But not where you are technically losing the whole game.
Right.
Now, because of all these fan dues and all these, I mean, there's so many betting networks.
Right.
You could bet on if the guy sneezes. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I had no idea. There was something that came up. My ex-husband and my kids, they love to bet on all sorts of stuff, but I didn't know. I mean, I know now, but that you could bet on the coin toss or the tip off in every aspect of the game.
Yep.
That's
Every
amazing.
minute of the game, whatever's going on.
The over, I remembered one term, which will tell you how inexperienced at betting I am, the over under.
Oh
I
my God.
remember that one.
It's huge. No, because the over could be three, the under could be four. So you shave it. Who cares? You still
Yeah.
win the game, but we win the bet.
Right. Or
That's
covering the spread, or
exactly it. You got the language down. That's it.
that's right. I've never bet a dime on it. I know. Now I do. If I go to a casino, you're not going to see me playing poker or anything like that. You will see me at the sports book watching the horse races. That's where you'll find me in a casino. That's so funny. Well, that's wild because I know that is something that just came up in the news, and I wondered about that myself. So it's just funny that today's all of these questions today have been so succinct to what we're talking about. And the last question, I think it was Ralph mentioned something about Dutch Schultz. Did Dutch Schultz go by a different name?
No, not that I know
Yeah. And I
of.
don't, remind me who.
What Dutch Schultz, all those guys, that's what they got known for. Like Louis Lepke, all these guys, they were Machine Gun Kelly, all those guys, that's their name. They took that name so you couldn't find them.
Oh, that's right. Well, I love that show. Lepke. Is it Lemke or Lepke?
Lepke.
Lepke. Yeah, I really love that show. In fact, I watched it and then I kind of got distracted and just listened to the end of it. And then I sat down and watched it again. And I really did like that. I thought that was a fun
Tony,
one.
fun guy.
So, all right. Well, that is the end of our questions for this week. So please, everyone, follow us on all the social medias. Please share us with a friend. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Please give us some questions, show ideas, something that you want to talk about. If you have any questions, that's certainly the way Gianni and I became friends, is just wanting to pick his brain about the inside. No,
Thank God
so
you did.
I know I love it.
Well, we love you. Thank you. See you next week, everybody out there. Be careful and be kind.
Oh, absolutely. That's the best advice, Gianni. And please follow our Instagram. We will be putting out the information so you can get that cameo and send it to someone and make their day. It's going to be fantastic.
All right. Thank you all.
All right. Good night, Gianni.
Good night, my love.